Raise your voice with Yahala Voice.
حنجرة ذهبية.
إيه؟ في عربي في الراديو هين بالسيارة في شيكاغو.
صوت إلى الزمن الجميل، زمان العمالقة والفن الحق.
ألو.
أيوة الحكي يا مرا. بقولوا عربي بالراديو، بيحكوا عربي.
مين هذول اللي بيحكوا عربي؟
هون بالراديو بيحكوا عربي على يا هلا. بقولوا اسمهم يا هلا وهون في شيكاغو.
أنت وين هالكيت؟
أنا بالسيارة مروح من الشغل في ميشيغان أفينيو جنب الميلينيون بارك هذا. بالسيارة وما بفتح على الراديو إلا بسمعهم بيحكوا عربي. اسمهم يا هلا من 1450 من شيكاغو.
يا حد من وين بده يجي الراديو العربي؟ في أمريكا وفي شيكاغو وعلى أي أم ومن السيارة كمان؟ والله زودتها.
ايش يعني بتقول اني خرفانات؟ والله يا هلا 1450 من شيكاغو على الاي ام، هيني بسمعهم بالسيارة ومش مصدقتيني، خذي اسمعي.
يا هلا بالضيف ضيف الله احسب الروح، اي والله يا هلا بالضيف ضيف الله احسب الروح، اي والله ما بنرضى تروح من عنا، ما بنرضى تروح، لا والله ما بنرضى تروح، لا والله.
Now you are listening to Talk of the Town. Talk of the Town with Ray Hanania. Talk of the Town brought to you by Life Run Medical Alert Systems.
And welcome to Talk of the Town Radio. I'm Ray Hanania, and I'm here every Friday at 4 p.m. on Yahala Voice Radio at yahalavoice.com, and also live on radio at WCEV 1450 AM. Broadcasting from and around Chicagoland and across the world. It's Friday, August 15th. Our telephone number is 708-321-1313. Our producer is Khalid. And if you want to chirp in and share your opinion or bring up any topic or promote an event, we want to hear about it. So give us a buzz. 708-321-1313, extension 1. Talk of the Town is brought to you by Life Run Medical Alert Systems, the best emergency system for seniors and people in healthcare need, available today by dialing 1-800-421-3366. We're broadcast every Friday at 4 p.m. and also rebroadcast on Mondays at 11 a.m. You can always hear the show. You can also go to our website at thearabdailynews.com to find the podcast of every show and download it from iTunes. Make sure to also friend us on Facebook. And, of course, go to the website at yahalavoice.com. This past week I was reading a story about a mayor in Lincolnwood who really did the right thing. And, you know, I've covered politics for 40 years, and whenever an elected official does the right thing, I think we should acknowledge it. And in this case, it's not an easy thing to do, as unbelievable as that is. But I thought, let's bring on our guest this afternoon, Mayor Gerald Turry. He is the mayor of Lincolnwood, Illinois. Mayor Turry, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
You're certainly welcome, Ray, and it's my pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to explain to people that, you know, it is tough sometimes. First of all, forget about the issues, but just being in public life is not easy. There are going to be some people that are against you, some people are for you, and the worst are the ones who don't care. But this past week you had a meeting, and I'm sure that you usually don't get 400 people at a board meeting, do you? It'd be nice if you did.
Not only that, but it was a meeting of our Human Relations Commission.
Ah, not a board meeting.
But never has anybody at it.
Right,
I know. Other than the seven members of the commission.
Wouldn't it be nice if 400 people came out to a meeting of the Human Relations Commission in Lincolnwood every meeting? Wouldn't that be nice?
It may happen.
Yeah.
But the good thing is this.
Yes.
As recently as yesterday, I spoke with the chairwoman, mm-hmm. Stacey Katsiboros, and one of her commissioners, Mary Colas May, and they told me that they had three people who now want to volunteer to be on the commission. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. I think it's phenomenal. Too often, getting people in the public to participate in local government, I mean, they think, you know, you're a regular person, right? You have a family, you have a business, and then at the same time, you take the time to help run a village in Lincolnwood. Now, Lincolnwood's a little small compared to some of the other villages, but it still faces the same issues, the same challenges, so it always helps to have everybody involved. And Explain to us, let's talk a little bit about this issue with the Human Relations Commission, because it sounded like people were trying to make it into something that it really wasn't about. What was it about, and what was the issue in your mind?
Well, it's a very delicate thing to be able to step away from and apply logic to, because it's so emotional.
Right.
And for the people that at first blush noticed that there was a Palestinian flag flying from one of our light poles along Lincoln Avenue in the village, they were taken back with rigor, I suppose.
They were upset. But some the truth of them were really upset. Yeah.
Yes, this was not new. We have had the month of August designated for the past 10 years as Diversity Month.
Right.
And 10 years ago, our human relations commissioners at the time wanted to do something to celebrate the great diversity in the village of Lincolnwood. To that end, they created this program, which identified that any culture, any heritage, any roots of someone, any nation, country that was the homeland of any resident in the village could have their flag flown. It did not have to necessarily be a nation state. It just had to be that person's roots.
And it wasn't a political... And you weren't making a political statement, right? This wasn't a political
statement.
Not at the time.
There was no thinking involved politically for this as to, would we ever face an issue where a flag would be the subject of such controversy. And people would pay $50 to purchase the flag. The Village Human Relations Commission works on a very thin budget, as you would imagine in a
right.
small community. And people came out of the woodwork and paid the $50, and the Human Relations Commission would review. And I couldn't tell you what the standards were at the time. And I'll speak to that in a second.
Right.
But the flags were put up, and I only know of one or two that were denied. One was the "Don't Tread on Me" flag from the turn of the revolution, not the turn of the revolution,
right.
from Civil War.
Right.
And the other issue was more recently was a flag that was the gay and lesbian rights flag. The ruling that I heard from the commissioners through my staff was that one was denied because it was not... a culture, a heritage. It was
more of
a lifestyle, and they didn't feel it was appropriate. I disagree with them,
right?
But I wasn't going to exert my personal judgments. It was their commission, and they ruled that way. And of course, we were already into the milieu of the controversy by then.
So
for this month of August, these flags have been flown for the past 10 years. Most recently, it's only been 2 years for the Palestinian flag, but we have not heard a word of contention or a cry for taking the flag down until last week.
And do you think that, obviously, first of all, I want to say I think it's great when every community recognizes the diversity and the culture and the heritage of the people that live in their community. I think that's phenomenal. And it doesn't have to be political. I mean, did you have the flag of Israel flying?
Oh, yes.
So,
that flew. That was one of the early ones 10 years ago.
Right. And,
there a long time.
I wouldn't be upset with them flying the flag. And, of course, I happen to be Palestinian, so I think it would be great to have a Palestinian flag. I don't think it makes a political statement, but apparently some people at the meeting they got pretty boisterous. I know that one person really got to be rude, at the meeting, and you stood up and you pretty much, kind of shot him down a little bit.
Well, I don't feel comfortable that I had to do that, but at the time, that meeting had gone an hour and a half, and it was very, very civil. And I was starting to begin to feel a bit of relief that it had gone so well. And then one of the speakers made a statement that was very incendiary, and the place erupted. And it was in my judgment that I had to get that person off the dais, off the podium to speak, in order to quash any further sabotage of the meeting.
Yeah.
And so I had to call that person out and ask her to sit down, which she did, and order was restored, except when I waited for my turn to speak. I wanted to make some congratulatory remarks to the commissioners and to the audience for being so civil. And even those people who were so emotional that they let their emotions carry them into territory they shouldn't have gone towards, I understood, and I think everybody understood.
Right.
And so I made my comments, and one fellow just wouldn't quiet himself, and he was rude, and he was less than complimentary, and I let him have a shot.
Yeah,
and I told him to shut his mouth and leave the chambers.
And I don't
think... Which he did. He stormed out.
But you weren't upset
with
the...
But I'm not comfortable.
Right. No, and I get that, because you sound like a pretty decent person. I mean, it doesn't sound like you're a combative, you know, politician. It sounds like you respect everybody's right to express their opinion, but do it in a respectful way. I think the comments that the one person made were really... kind of crossed the line. That just was...
They were accurately portrayed in the press that covered it.
Right, yeah. And
it was way over the line.
Yeah, it was an offensive phrase, I thought. Now, let me ask you, were there complaints about any other flags? Did anybody...
There were a number of... Now, this is through my staff, so I have to believe my staff was giving me, you know, what they had.
Right.
But they said that there was concern about from the Turkish community with respect to the Greek flag, from the Greeks with respect to the Turkish, from the Federation of Indian Americans with respect to Pakistanis, and the other way around.
Wow.
And Russians and Ukrainian descent. So it was not just Israeli and Palestinian as an argument. It was flags that rose to some level of confrontation among the diverse population that we have. And so I asked myself, let's apply some logic here. What would be served by taking down someone's flag that they won? Pay to have put up, and two, might drag out some very ugly consequences with confrontationalism in this village. Maybe not from our residents that live here so much as from outsiders. And that's what I made my decision on ultimately, and then checked with our attorneys as to what does the Constitution say in this case. It's varied. I believe you'll be able to, as you would suspect, find attorneys weighing in all over the place with respect to the rights. But our counsel, and they said they would want to study this in depth if we ask them to, felt that this was a 14th Amendment issue, equal protection under the law, and that for some reason of ethnicity or religion, culture, you could not take down those flags. It just was not constitutionally supported.
Now you've been
and so that was all I had here.
Now you've been mayor how long in Lincolnwood?
This is my third term.
Your third term, so that's so about 12
I'm
years.
I'm in my 10th year now.
10th year, wow. So and. Congratulations, and I think the reason why you've been there so long is because you got a very level-headed approach to the issue. Obviously, I didn't read about the other, people complaining, but none of the debate rose to that level that it rose to between the Israeli and Palestinian flag issues. But I think that the flag
was the watershed.
Yeah, it was. I think the flag, the purpose was, you didn't say give us flags that represent a political viewpoint. You said give us flags that represent your heritage. We're all American.
Exactly what we said.
Right.
And that's what we've done for the past 10 years. And it has been widely accepted. No one in our community has ever complained about it, that it was a failed program, that we should have been smarter than that. You know, hindsight, as you know, Ray, right, is always 20/20.
Isn't it sad,
and
though, that
that's what happened here. So out came the naysayers, and so what we said we would do, and we announced early in that meeting, was, look it, going forward, we have two more weeks of this program. The end of August will be here shortly. We are not going to stir this pot that is so volatile,
right,
that it may bring on some consequences that we want nothing to do with. So we said the flags will stay.
Yeah,
and over the next course of 12 months, before it's August again next year, we will have our staff review policies, what's in place in other communities around the country, what are the best practices, and then we will have our Human Relations Council call some meetings, and they will invite the public to speak, and again, they will look at these kinds of things. One of the things that came out in all of this stuff was that the height of flags flying on a pole in a 2x2 or one, you know, one across from another,
right,
the United States flag has to be slightly higher.
Right.
Well, ours are all the same height. They're all the same height because innocently my public works department bought brackets that sit on the poles, and they only allowed for this one height,
right,
and the one angle that they're at.
Right.
Is it right? No. Do I feel comfortable about it? No, I don't. We should follow the protocols of this country on display, and we will do that. And so that'll be a topic for discussion going forward.
Now, I've been a journalist almost 40 years, and I have to say, and I'm always ashamed of my profession. I mean, I'm not as active as a journalist as I used to be when I started, but it's kind of a shame that the only time somebody comes out and writes something is when there's a controversy. I mean, maybe if the media wrote more about, hey, a community came together and they decided that they were going to put flags up to represent everybody and nobody got upset. You know, if other people saw that, maybe that would be a good, you know, incentive.
It might draw more people into government service or volunteerism.
Right.
It might get people to run for public office that wouldn't ordinarily run. And so you're asking the right questions, Ray. It's unfortunate. People don't call me for the most part because they're happy about,
right,
something in the village. They call because something's in their craw.
Right. And I
do my best to try to analyze it and my goal is to help everyone. If you called me, and even if you're not a village resident or a voter, I'll do my best to make you happy. I don't want you to think ill of Lincolnwood. I don't want anybody out there to think ill of Lincolnwood, and certainly not ill of me. But I have taken some heat, and I have seen the ugly side of public opinion out there the last couple of days. I have.
Well, I was just going to ask you what kind of
very vile and awful things that people conjure up in their minds, mostly because they don't understand the issue or they didn't know the facts,
right,
about, you know, how this program started.
You weren't criticizing Israel. You weren't taking sides in the Arab-Israeli conflict. You weren't championing the Palestinians. You were just saying everybody who lives in our, and I have friends and even some family. My wife happens to be Jewish. I think she has a relative that lives in Lincolnwood. And I think Lincolnwood is a very diverse community. Everybody should be represented. But what kind of feedback did you get? I mean, did you really get some? I mean, has it continued? Have you gotten some?
I can't say it over the public airways, but
yikes,
there was a lot of vile language. There were people who called me a traitor.
Traitor to what? You're an American.
Well,
this is
to
America.
The United States of America,
right.
I suppose.
People need to be reminded that you are an American in America, and you're standing up for American principles. And I'll tell you what, Mayor, if...
And that's right. In this country, of any place in the world, yes, this country respects the rights, as should yes respect the rights of everyone. And so... You don't get to say, take down that guy, Slick. I'm sorry, that's just
right
not the way it works.
Mayor, I can promise you that if you were going to put an Israeli flag up with everybody else's flags and there were Palestinians yelling at you, telling you to take it down, I would stand up and defend you and say, leave the flag up. Because it's not a political statement, it's an ethnic and a heritage statement, and I think that the people who are criticizing all this, trying to make it into an issue, are really disrespecting all the different heritages that are out there. And it's a shame. But are you worried about this at all? I mean, listen, in politics, you know, I mean, you still have to put your name up at election time. All the good people, usually they go to sleep. It's the angry people that are upset. They go to the polls and vote. Does it bother you at all, or do you think that you don't care?
Ray, I've learned to handle that, because we had two issues last year. Before I ran for re-election for the third time, one of them was on a group home opening from Misericordia Home, opening here in the village of Lincolnwood, and that was a highly debated, contentious, to some extent, not to this extent, but to some extent, argument, and we had gun control as an offshoot of what should have been a zoning matter for the local gun shop, a Shore Gallery here to open a gun range in our manufacturing district. And the voters did not vote against me for reasons of my position on those issues, which one may have thought they would have. I'm sure there were some.
Right.
But I was reelected. And that, to me, signifies that we have intelligent voters who look at the body of work and what is best in their mind's eye for the village of Lincolnwood over the long term.
And so
they chose me to serve another term.
And I think they look at you and...
So I'm not worried about the outfall of this thing.
I'm glad. And I think they look at you and say that, you know, you're a reasoned elected official. You stick by principle. You do the right thing. And it's always good to run into somebody like you. And you know, Mayor, I really appreciate it. It was very kind of you to take a few minutes to join us, you know, this afternoon to talk about it. I'm sorry that you're getting, you know, still some angry pushback, but I'm sure you know when you're in politics, you know, you're always going to get a small percentage. And it sounds like it's just the small percentage that, you know, you're hearing from. It's not the whole community. And I think most of the
community... It is tiny, Ray. And most of these folks are from, not from... this state, even from all over the country,
which is
bewildering to me. I should have realized that there are lots of people out there who are connected through the internet,
right?
Have information at their hands. They don't take the time to study the issue and find out the real facts of it. They just want to stick their two cents in and make their point. And some of them are not civil.
Mayor, you've done the right thing. I really appreciate it. And not because
I know you do, and I thank you for your kindness.
Yeah,
it came at a time when I was cut a little bit to the quick.
Well, you deserve some support, and I know that I bet most people are reasoned in Lincolnwood. Most people are reasoned, and most voters are reasoned. I think when they look at things, and residents, even non-voters, I think they realize you did the right thing. And yeah, and go ahead. Oh, there you go. From all my millions of fans out there applauding you, Mayor. How's that? None of them can vote, unfortunately.
Very nice.
But none of them can vote. Listen, my guest has been Mayor Gerald Turry. He is the, this is your third term as mayor of Lincolnwood, and, we really appreciate you taking a few minutes just to help explain what happened, and, just to see somebody do the right thing is so rare, unfortunately, in our society. But whenever it happens, we want to spotlight it. So, Mayor, thank you so much.
Ray, thank you so much for contacting me. I was happy to do it.
We appreciate it. Thanks very much. That was Mayor Gerald Turry. He's the mayor of Lincolnwood, this past week there was a meeting of the Human Relations Commission, and there had been some protests about why the village allowed the flying of a Palestinian flag. You know, among all the other, there were 60 flags that were on display, including the flag of Israel, and when they put the flag of Palestine, as the mayor pointed out, a lot of the complaints that he got came from outside of Illinois. They weren't even from his own village. So we wanted to let him know that there are a lot of people that respect what he did, and we think he did the right thing. You're listening to Talk of the Town here at Yahala Voice at yahalavoice.com and WCEV 1450 AM radio. I'm Ray Hanania, and I'm here every Friday at 4 p.m. Our producer is Khalid. The number, and I want you to call to let me know what it's like being an Arab. Do you feel that your village likes you? You know, where do you live? And do you feel that the village respects you? I live in Orland Park. I'm kind of divided on it, but I think for the most part they do. I'm just not sure, but I want to know what you think. Where do you live, and how do you feel about the village where you live? Do they like you? Do you feel like, you know, would your mayor do what this mayor did in Lincolnwood? Give us a buzz at 708-321-1313, extension 1. Khalid is our producer. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll see if we can get some people to call in and tell us what it's like being Arab in America in their community. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Yahala Voice, the Arab voice in America.
الابتسام الجميلة تصنع المعجزات, ولكن من يصنع الابتسام الجميلة؟ Family Dental of Lincoln بإشراف الدكتور نضال عبيد الخبير في علاج وتجميل الأسنان. Family Dental of Lincoln, تلبيس, تبييض, تقويم, حشوة, روت كنال, زراعة أسنان وغيرها باستخدام أحدث التكنولوجيا الطبية. We accept all insurance kinds and public aid, even for braces. Family Dental of Lincoln, 5206 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. Call and ask for Layla at 773-561-5106.
A beautiful smile can make a difference.
The first Arab American festival in the south side of Chicago is happening this summer. Watani Chicago Festival is in the heart of the Arab community for 3 full days at Toyota Park. Singers, musicians, debki groups, a bazaar, a cafe, henna tattoos, free carnival rides, and more. Watani Chicago Festival, August 22nd through the 24th. For tickets, go to sandstoneevents.com. A one-day pass is $16 and a three-day pass is $32. Online only.
مهرجان وطني, التراث والثقافة العربية.
وطني يا زبن الغيم الأزرق. وطني يا أمر.
Do you have a medical alert device? When you press the button for help, can you talk through your pendant? With many companies, you still have to talk through the base unit, and that's not much help in an emergency. The answer, LifeRun Medical Alert Systems. Simply press the button and talk to a live operator right through the pendant. If your device can't do that, upgrade to LifeRun today. The system is free, the shipping is free, and the monitoring fee is less than a dollar a day. Call LifeRun now at 1-800-421-3366 or order online at LifeRun.com.
منتجات زياد, من عائلتنا إلى عائلتكم. أفضل المنتجات الغذائية نوفرها لموائدكم. متطلبات المطبخ العربي نقدمها لكم من خلال ماركاتنا السلطان, كرافت, نستلي, بوب, ريفل بيكان, دانا. ستجدونها في كافة المحلات والبقاليات. للمزيد من المعلومات زوروا موقعنا زياد.com. منتجات زياد, من عائلتنا إلى عائلتكم.
For years, the hearts of good people have broken for the suffering of the Syrians. More than 6 million displaced, nearly 3 million refugees, 80% are women. Children and elderly have faced growing hunger and deprivation. Syrians need food today. Your charity can help Syrians in need. feed a Syrian family by donating a $50 food basket through Zakat Foundation of America at zakat.org or by calling 1-888-ZAKAT-US. Zakat Foundation of America, the leader in empowering lives through Zakat.
علي صوتك مع صوت يا هلا.
From Chicagoland on local radio and also live internationally on YahalaVoice.com. You can listen to us anytime. And, of course, you want to listen to YahalaVoice.com all the time because they got some great Arabian music, other programs, Rush Darwish on Wednesday. I don't even have the whole schedule. I should get it. We should probably hang it up in the studio to plug some of the other, you know, programs that are on during the week. Maybe we, after the show, we can put something together like that so we can kind of promote everybody because there are a lot of good programs. They're live on radio between 4 and 6 o'clock Monday through Friday and, again, live 24/7 at YahalaVoice.com. You can go to my website at TheArabDailyNews.com if you want to read about what's going on in the American Arab community in Chicagoland and around the country. Next week, hopefully, we will have Andy Shalal. He's an American Arab of Iraqi heritage who ran for mayor of Washington, D.C. and lost, but he ran. And it's still, you know, just running is a challenge sometimes. So he's going to talk about his experience running for mayor of Washington, D.C. And if you go to our website at our Facebook page for the Arab Daily News, there is a great clip. It's the opening of the sixth season of the West Wing series, the TV series, in 2004. And it has this great episode where Martin Sheen, who played the president, I think it was Bartlett was his name, but one of his aides, who's African American, gives him a present and said, "Look what I found for you. This map of the Middle East," and it shows Syria and Palestine and Egypt. And then each of the other aides comes in. They look at the map and they go, "Oh, you can't hang this up." And the mayor goes, "Well, why can't I hang it up?" And he goes, "Well, because it doesn't recognize Israel." And he goes, "Wait, this map was made in 1709. Israel didn't exist in 1709. And, you know, Martin Sheen is he's a very fair actor and a very fair person. And I know he insisted that that segment be included in this episode of The West Wing, which was a great program. It got a lot of awards and citations. But every one of his aides came in and said, "Oh, no, you can't put that map up because it says the word Palestine. And it doesn't say Israel. People are going to get mad at you." And he said, "Doesn't matter. This is the map of the Holy Land from 1709. You know, why would they be mad at me for putting up something cool like this?" And, of course, a lot of people, every one of them came in and complained. So it was a great episode. We still have the mayor of Lincolnwood, Mayor Gerald Turry, who is still on the line with us. If you want to call and ask a question or say hi or thank him even, you know, instead of having me just thank him, but if you want to call in, you can give us a buzz at 708-321-1313. Just hit extension 1 and join us on radio right now and thank him. I think he deserves it. Mayor, have you gotten, I know you mentioned you got a lot of pushback. Did you feel you got enough support though for what you did?
I was overwhelmed with the great support from, both communities, both the, Israeli community.
That was nice.
The American Jewish community, and of course, your Palestinian community.
I wish we could get them to.
It confirmed or affirmed that sound logic is what people ought to espouse to.
So I guess the important thing is also that it wasn't the Jewish community that was upset with you. It was like one or two individuals. I don't know, do you mind if I ask what your ethnic background is, or does it matter, or does it come into play, or?
Well, my ethnic heritage, I'm a Russian Jew.
Oh, okay. My son is Russian.
My name was Turi when I was a little toddler. My parents, that was in the early 50s, changed our name from Turovsky to Turi. Wow. My mother was frightened by the McCarthy era, mm-hmm. and thought that our life would be easier. If I had my druthers today, I probably certainly would have kept my my name as my uncle and his family did.
Was that like in the 50s, or when was that?
That was the early 50s.
Yeah, and that was pretty common. I mean, there was a lot of pressure against immigrants and immigrants who, you know, with different names, Jewish, Arab, a lot of Polish immigrants, a lot of people kind of felt an obligation to change their name to kind of get away from being, you know, negatively identified in public. But it was nice. First of all, I think it's great that, you know, you happen to be Jewish and you stood up for a good issue. You're not taking sides on the Palestine-Israel conflict. You're just saying, this is about representing ethnicity and heritage.
When I stand on that dais in that council chambers, I don't take political sides on things.
That's cool.
I do what's right in terms of our country and our Constitution.
I think it's good to hear that, you know, deep down, Arabs, Jews, they can come together on the right thing, and it sounds like they came together behind doing the right thing with this.
Reasonable people can agree on almost anything.
I wish we could bring Arabs.
They can agree to not agree.
I wish we could bring Arabs and Jews together to talk about other issues. You know, going into it to talk about some of the bigger issues and maybe find a way to, you know, change things and make things better and, you know, just for everybody and resolve some of the issues we have, because sadly, it's too easy to be a extremist. It's very hard to be a good person. It seems
we owe it to our next generations to deal with this and to somehow keep trying.
Yeah. Did this issue ever come up before? Did you ever have a problem like this? I mean, because I know there are a lot of Jews and Arabs who live in Lincolnwood, aren't there?
There are. There are a number of all ethnic cultural backgrounds here. You can't take a position without either stepping on somebody's toes or making a mistake if that's where you're headed with your discourse.
And have you ever had this kind of problem?
No.
Before?
Nope. As I said, for the most part, when I deal publicly, I am, in fact, apolitical. Politics is not welcome in council chambers. We deal with the issues, but we don't take sides.
I think it's phenomenal.
Interestingly enough, the village elections here are nonpartisan. So I have supporters both on the Republican and Democratic sides of the aisle. And when we run for election time, we agree to get elected, and we don't talk about our political issues on the state or federal level.
Well, Mayor, when you decide to run for governor of Illinois, I want you to know you have my support. How's that?
Well, that gives me, let's see, that would be...
Now I'm going to get you into more trouble.
Two for sure.
You got
you
two.
And my wife.
Okay, well, there you go. That's how it starts. All right, listen, Mayor, thank you. We've kept you on a
pleasure.
Long time. I just want to say, again, really, it was a real pleasure to talk to you. It's just nice to run into politicians like you and know that they're out there doing the right thing and knowing how to handle it. So thank you.
Thank you so much for your good work.
All right, we'll talk to you.
And we'll be in touch.
We will. Thank you again. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. That was Mayor Gerald Turry, who happens to be Russian Jewish, standing up for the Palestinian flag in Lincolnwood, and I had hoped we could get a few people to call him in and thank him, you know, but he's happy that he has a support, clearly, of his community, which is Jewish, Arab. He pointed out that there were Greeks and Turks that were fighting over the Greek and Turkish flags, and the Indian and Pakistanis that were fighting, Russians and Ukrainians, right? He didn't take sides. Yeah, he did the right thing. I mean, it wouldn't be nice if we had... Now, I live in Orland Park, and sometimes I think Orland Park isn't really sensitive to Arabs. You know, I know a lot of politicians say they are in Orland Park, but I want to see more of an involvement of Arabs in local government. And, you know, we have a few minutes left, and wherever you live, whatever suburb in Chicago, or if you live in another area, maybe you're listening to the show in Detroit, or in Houston or Los Angeles, I'd love for you to call in at 708-321-1313, extension 1, and tell us, do you feel that you're respected, you know, as an Arab where you live? And if you're not Arab, maybe you're Jewish. Maybe you feel like you don't feel you're respected in New York City, for example. I don't know. Give us a buzz if you want, and let us know what you think. A lot of news this past week. And again, you got to go to the Arab Daily News Facebook page, because we have that clip of the West Wing that you can play. And I'm telling you, when you watch it, it has so much pertinence to what just happened in Lincolnwood. This poor guy, the mayor, they're playing a mayor who was trying to do the right thing, and he has a map of the Holy Land that says Syria, Palestine, and Egypt or whatever. And every one of his aides comes up to him and says, oh, you can't display that because it doesn't say Israel. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we got on the line, Khalid? Hey, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm calling. This is Dr. Muhammad. I'm calling from Orland Park. How you doing?
Hey, Dr. Muhammad. How are you? How is Orland Park doing? How do you feel as an Arab that you're respected in Orland Park?
Yeah, I mean, I feel really very good. I mean, I didn't have any problem. Maybe
good.
Because I just lived there for like 2 years.
Okay.
But everything is good. And I believe people, they need some time to get to know you.
Yeah.
And when they get to know you, I think as long as you express yourself and you are not fear to talk to people and tell them who are you and help and be a volunteer in the community in whatever city, I think that will be great. I mean, we should not be hiding. I think we should be express ourselves like any other American there.
Yeah, and you know what? You know why I love Orland Park? I was going to say, I live in Orland Park. You know why I love Orland Park? Because, one, there's so many Arabs. A lot of them are Muslim, but there are a lot of Christian Arabs, and we get along so well. We love each other.
Sure.
And we love the community. I mean, do you remember when they were building the mosque? You know, in Orland, the opposition. Today it seems a little bit better, but I have to tell you, I think they can still do more.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
Can we get you to run for office? Can we get you to run for trustee? Wouldn't it be better if we had an Arab trustee? Come on. Well, you're a doctor. We can run you for trustee. I'll support you.
Yeah, actually, I'm a doctor in engineering. I'm not sure that it's going to fit.
That's even better. That's even better. You won't get buzzed out of board meetings to take care of medical emergencies.
Right. I wish the mayor was still there. I just want to thank him very, very much.
He's a good guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is. And, I mean, I just want to let him know and let all the, like, the Jewish and all of the other religions or all of the other, races or, you know, I'm just talking about myself, and I think I'm talking about most of the, like, people, like, from Jordan and Palestine and maybe the Arab.
Yep.
Community, we have no problem with other, with Jewish or Christians or anybody, Filipinos, whatever. The problem is just we have problem with the people who do unjust. That's the only thing we are against, but we are not against anybody. I really love to those people who I exactly love to my community, and we want more people like this, like Mayor. Terry, I believe, and we like to get more of those people. Actually, I'm driving and talking, so I'm trying to focus on what I'm saying.
That's all right.
So, but really, I just want to thank him, and I believe we can do more, as you said, and I've been here in the U.S. for like 25 years, and I believe the U.S. that I know, and hopefully will stay like this, this U.S. does not differentiate between any human being, and we all have the right as Americans to express ourselves, and I want America to be like this forever.
Got
I don't
it.
Want really, I mean, we have all negative things outside, but
right.
we want to focus on the positive
all
things.
Alright, doctor, listen, thank you so much for calling. I mean, I think it's
you
very
too.
Important to have a radio show that promotes Arab heritage like Yahala Voice. That's great that you're listening. Thank you so much for doing that, and thank you for calling in. All right, we'll talk to you later.
You too, Ray. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Let's take another caller, and welcome to Yahala Voice Talk of the Town. How are you?
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Marhaba, alaikum assalam. My Arabic is going to be making you laugh. Tidhatch, the tidhatch.
No, good.
See, Khaled's laughing at me. I say tidhatch, they go, oh, what kind of falahi am I? You know, what kind of language is that, right? But go ahead.
Yeah,
well, Khaled, you can translate a little bit in English, right? Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, actually, this is Dr. Omar Al-Safarini, and I would like to really thank the mayor of Lincolnwood.
That was nice of him to do that, wasn't it?
For his standing for justice and
yes.
for what is fair, what is going by the rules and by the law,
and
not by politics.
And he's Jewish, too. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, we don't like each other. The truth is, you stand up for what's right. Stand up for what's just.
That's what is great about him. And if we get in a lot of people like him worldwide, and we will have less problems, I guess. I want to take an opportunity,
yes.
you know, to talk about always they say an Islamic terrorists and this and that. But, you know, a real Islam is Islam against killing
yes.
civilians,
yes.
against killing innocent people. And that's written and documented in Quran, and this is a message for all Americans and all the world, that killing innocents is against Islam. And, you know, even at the time of the war, Prophet Muhammad, he used to tell his people, do not cut a tree, do not kill a child, do not kill an elderly woman.
Yeah, you know,
I happen
to be Christian, but I feel Muslim by culture because I think the Muslim community is so strong, so supportive, and I think the vast majority of Muslims are misunderstood. And a lot of Americans, though, are Christian, and that's why sometimes I like to, you know, you want to approach Christian Americans and say, look, the Arabs aren't just Muslim, they're Christian. You should stand up for your people, right? Shouldn't Muslims and Christians stand up together for what's right? But I think you're right. Thank you. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Even you know, for Christians, we consider, even in Islam, we consider Jews
yes.
and the Christians the people of the book.
Yes, of course.
The people of the holy books. The people of the book, they call them. And if they live in our countries under our Islamic state, we have the duty to protect them and to give them freedom. Like, you know, In Spain, Arabs and Muslims, they ruled Spain for 800 years, and it was golden age for Jews.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, first of all, thank you for calling. I know
thank
the mayor
you
would appreciate
much.
Your words. They mean a lot to him, and we need to show people in public life who do the right thing that we're willing to stand up and thank them. We can't just let them be there by themselves. So your words mean a lot. Thank you. All right, I'll tell you, sometimes we take these things for granted, doing the right thing, because we get so wrapped up in the controversy and the politics, but I thought that what this guy, the mayor of Lincolnwood, Gerald Turry, did deserved a spotlight, and I hope we kind of gave him that platform to kind of promote himself. Listen, I was disappointed several years ago when Arabesque Festival was canceled. It took us forever to get an Arab festival in Chicago, and when we finally had it, right after Mayor Emanuel's election, suddenly there was no money for us, and they canceled Arabesque Fest, and then they canceled the Arab Advisory Commission, then they stopped celebrating, you know, Arab Heritage Month in Chicago. Then they started inviting everybody except Arabs. You know, the mayor didn't invite any Arabs to his big events. He invited Muslims, but non-Arab Muslims. He didn't invite any Arab Christians. We were kind of like on the outs. So it was really disappointing that after everything we've done over the years, we were back to square one. We don't have a big street named in our honor. There's no big street named, Michigan Avenue should be named Abdullah Boulevard or Muhammad Street. Shouldn't we? Khaled Boulevard. There should be something in Chicago because we've been here from the middle of the 19th century contributing and paying our taxes. Not one building, not one anything. So finally, thanks to Sandstone Events, they're going to have the Watani Chicago Festival next weekend, August 22nd and 24th. I'm going to be there all 3 days, for most of all 3 days. So I'll be hanging around at different tents. I'm just saying hello to people at the Yahala Voice tent and some of the others. And I hope I get a chance to meet you. But you need to come out. I mean, I love going to Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Arab Fest is phenomenal. I've performed comedy there many times. I love it. But still, a city like Chicago, we can't have our own festival. I'm so proud that they're doing the Watani Chicago Festival. It makes me feel good. It's not about not liking Milwaukee. I love the Milwaukee Festival. I love the ones that they do in Detroit. I go to the one in Detroit all the time. Last year they had to cancel it because of some fanatics who attacked the Arab community and got in a fight with them. And caused such grief that they ended up canceling it, which was such a shame. And that's why I'm saying that when we have good things, we need to support it. It's okay to protest against problems and challenges and tragedies, but when a good thing happens, we need to show support. So you need to be there. If you really believe in yourself being an Arab, you need to be at this festival. It's at Toyota Park. It's going to be 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. August 22nd, it starts, the 23rd and 24th. Please show up. Please show that by being there that you're proud to be Arab. That's the best way to make a statement to everybody else. Anyway, I wanted to say how much I appreciate everybody listening. We're down to the last minute or so, but remember, my website is thearabdailynews.com. You can always reach me there. You can find me on Facebook at RG Hanania, or you can go to the Arab Daily News Facebook page, or you can go to yahalavoice.com and go to their Facebook page. Make sure to friend Yahala Voice. We need to stand together and help each other so we do good things, and people like Mayor Gerald Turry knows that there are people out there that support people who do the right thing, so we need to strengthen our voice and make sure they hear it. And we want the mayor of Chicago. We want him to be the mayor of Chicago, but I would wish the mayor of Chicago would set aside his anger and come on our radio show and prove to everybody that he doesn't dislike Arabs. I wish Mayor Emanuel would do that. I've asked him so many times. He won't even let me interview him. I covered City Hall 18 years, every mayor from daily to daily. I've interviewed them all. He won't come on. He won't talk to us. I'm always saddened. I'm not mad at you. I know he's afraid. But don't be afraid, Mayor. You're a big man. You're a big guy. Stand up. Be courageous. Reach out to us. We'd love to have you on the radio show. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you at Watani Fest. But remember, I'll be here Friday at 4 o'clock next week. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.